What role do others play in influencing our self-esteem? Self-esteem is shaped by both internal and external factors. By internal, I mean factors residing within or generated by the individual, ideas or beliefs, practices or behaviors. By external, I mean factors in the environment, such as messages verbally or non-verbally transmitted, or experiences evoked by parents, teachers, significant others, organizations, and culture. I examine self-esteem from the inside and the outside. What is the contribution of the individual to his or her self-esteem, and what is the contribution of other people? I first lectured on self-esteem and its impact on love, work, and the struggle for happiness in the late 1950s, and published my first articles on the subject in the 1960s. The challenge then was to gain public understanding of its importance. Self-esteem was not yet an expression in widespread use. Today, the danger may be that the idea has become fashionable. It is on everyone's tongue, which is not to say that it is better understood. Yet if we are unclear about its precise meaning and about the specific factors its successful attainment depends on, if we are careless in our thinking or succumb to the oversimplifications and sugarcoatings of